He was down like 11-0 in the national championships and pins the guy.
You get there, anything can happen, and that's just trying to. That's what I'm trying to believe in.
You're just trying to win a national title instead of 7th or 8th place, basically. Same mindset going in as last year, just got to get the job done.
You're up 6-0 on Bo Bassett in freestyle with a legless. Did you think job was finished?
I did, and I still think the ref fucked me.
I still think I had to relace.
Favorite wrestler of all time?
Alex Derringer.
Favorite rapper?
J. Cole.
Favorite type of woman?
Hoo-hoo. Why are we putting me on the spot like this, huh?
I'm coming for you.
Okay.
Goosebumps. Goosebumps.
Least favorite person in the house?
Craft.
This is probably the only time we're going to have the opportunity to talk to our ghostwriter on the pod.
I'm a Braden Thompson and Will Luan hater till the day I die. I hope Will Luan goes 0-2 at Nationals. I don't care.
Everybody in your bracket this year, what's one message you want to send to all of them?
I'm coming, man. We're going to be a national champ, so get ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Clash of Combat podcast.
Your psych.
What are you talking about?
This podcast is brought to you by me and Easton Warcheck today.
Hell yeah, brother.
Nah, cauliflower combat gear, new merch, repping the new merch. Wow, are we I'm the most proud of this project. The quality, freaking top of the freaking, like, remember Maverick merch? You know Maverick merch, how he was saying this is the best clothing brand, like, in all of YouTube game? Mm-hmm. This is, like, actually it is.
You could say be a Maverick for our merch, too.
Why?
I don't know. All right, moving on, bro. Moving on. April 3rd, drop, Cauliflower Combat Gear, XCOC, COC, Clash of Combat.
Yes, sir. Well, what do we got going on today? This is probably one of the coolest podcasts we will ever do.
Yeah, we have 7 qualifiers going to the national tournament for Division II. We have 125, 141, 149, 157, 174, 184, and 285 pounds.
Ray.
And today we're going to interview all 7 of them.
Let's go.
Unfortunately, Caden will not be the interview guest because he's actually one of the qualifiers.
Let's go. So, we did it. We did sadly. It, boys.
We'll be here. We'll be here with Cornhead himself.
Well, next year. Next year I'll be in Easton's spot and you can take 41.
Yeah, that's true.
That is true. Well, you're probably redshirt.
You'll
right?
be in redshirt.
Yeah, I could redshirt.
After, yeah. Yeah. So let's just get right into it, huh?
I'm here. I'm waiting.
Yeah, so like...
Can I defend myself from last ep, or are you just gonna...
Yeah, you can do that quick. Caden peed himself. That's where we're getting at, right?
I'm gonna decline that. I did not piss myself. I just had more left in the chamber that I couldn't get out. Well, okay, let me just reframe. So this is before the finals match started, okay? And, you know, I already drank, you know, lots of water, 3 Pedialytes. I got my electrolytes just bumping in my system, right? And of course, it's like you don't eat or drink anything for days and, you know, your body just doesn't really know how to, I guess, like work in a sense. And, you know, sometimes when nature calls, things happen. And I had to go pee right before the match. And I was like, Reese was there. Dolphin was there on the mat. Like, we were watching the 133s wrestle. And I'm like, guys, should I go to the bathroom right now? Like, I feel like I got to go before. And they're like, well, you got like 2 minutes. I'm like, shoot. Okay. I got to do it. The bathroom was right over there. You know, I went pissed like a racehorse. And, you know, of course I had to hurry back on out. But you know when like your singlet like compresses? Shut up. Long story short is that I had, you know, a brown mark, or not brown, but, you know, like a dark wet spot on my singlet. And, you know, I'm just like trying to like figure out like, okay, this is like embarrassing, but there's worse things that could have happened. Lots of worse things. But I did my very best to like hide it and not like, it was just such an embarrassing thing. And my mind was going all over the place and I was just unmentally prepared for that. I didn't go through that in my mindset training.
You have a rebuttal for the how you shit yourself in high school match as well?
I didn't. That just, I was listening in the car and I'm like, what are you talking about? That would never happen.
Did that happen?
I witnessed it.
Okay. We had our first podcast of, what was this called? C-squared or something with Drake.
Yeah.
We did a podcast about his shit stories.
Want to see it.
Want to see it. The Want to See It podcast. But I said in that podcast, nothing is that has ever happened for me. And that's true. Nothing like that has ever happened.
All right. If somebody can
find your first high school wrestling
match. If somebody
match,
can find that clip.
What clip?
There's nothing.
Of you saying that didn't happen, then I'll believe you. But until then, I can visualize the poop on your butt mid-match. You did win. I gave you credit.
Yeah,
you
what, won Matt, the match. What match?
You won the match.
Tell me what one. They're all on YouTube.
It was a
They're
big
all
duel.
On YouTube.
No, you didn't post this one. It was the one high school match you didn't post. Anyway, let's move on. Last year, Bullshit. You were the 2 seed going into nationals.
Can you imagine that?
Well, I mean, this year, we don't really have to imagine that, right? Because most likely, we're not getting the 2 seed.
Yeah, no. We'll probably be getting the 5 or 4.
So what's like different going in this year, like mentally?
Well,
getting a lower seed.
That thing is the lower seed. But do you understand last year who I beat to get the number 2 seed? The best guy I beat was Murdy, and he was like ranked 8th. Everyone below that just lost, and I happened to get the 2 seed. Like the way that ran was just crazy. People who were ahead of me just lost in the regional tournament while I won it.
Mm.
So you look at like the Midwest. I got 8th place at Midwest last year. And who did I like necessarily beat? I still got pinned by Grayson DeBlasi, who wasn't even like ranked top 10. I still got, you know, pinned by Murdy. And who I don't even know who I beat. Like I didn't beat any ranked guys. Yeah, I'm the number 2 seed. Who is the highest ranked guy I beat last year? Not top 5.
Probably Murdy.
Yeah, probably Murdy. And he was like 8 or
something. I think you mentioned that it was Murdy.
Yeah. I'm just saying like that 2 seed was a gift and I didn't take advantage of it, clearly. But this year, I'm so much better. And I don't think it matters what seed I am this year. I think my path to the national title, it's inevitable. Like, I'm about a Thanos snap 5 rocks on my hand. So,
would you say, since this is your second trip, it's like a little pressure off your back?
100%. And the thing is, I think I had more pressure going in to this super regional than I did at last year's nationals.
Why?
Because I was like, the way that I like pictured... The way that I just saw it was like, you know, my growth has been awesome this year, and it would be such a damn shame for me to do all this freaking work just to not qualify for Natties and do the same thing as I did in high school where I am that top dog, but I don't even make it. I thought that same thing was going to happen again, but that's why it was like, it was such a big deal for me to win that semis. I'm going to believe in myself that I would have clutched up if I would have lost to Murdy. But I'm just saying, like, I put myself in a lot better position by just putting that match.
Hands off the mic, bro.
Sorry.
That's the fake one. Thanks. But yeah, that's valid. For sure.
Yeah.
Shout out our boy Elias Craig, though.
Bro, I feel so bad for him. Because he's a cool guy. We were talking that in the tub a bit. And, you know, even, honestly, before my finals and before his
You guys took a tub together?
You know, we're at the hotel. But yeah, I mean, you know, he took it from me this year in the duel, but it's just sometimes it's how it works. The reason he beat me in the duel, if I would have got that seed, could you imagine then maybe, you know, I lose to Burnett in the semis and then I somehow don't make it? It's just kind of the way things kind of worked out. That was like I made it to the finals and I qualified.
Okay, wait. So you have 3 losses this year. You got
Donathan, Craig, and then the pin.
Okay. Which one of them would you rather? Would you rather have Donathan prior to the finals or would you rather have the Augustana kid prior to the finals?
Oh, I mean, I'd rather have, well, because here's the thing too. I thought that Murdy match would be a way harder match than the Burnett match. And I still believe it is. Like, I think Murdy's better than Burnett, especially like the way that I wrestle him. Like in that match, you'll see it, but how I got pinned. I mean, he's not taking me down and I honestly probably should have scored off that single leg attempt, but I see a Murdy match as a tougher match than Burnett. So, but on the way it works is I wish I had the toughest guy last.
So like Donathan last.
If he's the toughest. But that's the thing. It's like...
On paper, he would be.
On paper, he is.
Wait, actually, no, on paper, it would be Augustana guy because he pinned you.
Sure.
But realistically, we know it's Donathan, right?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, the thing is too, like he cut so much weight and the way he even wrestled in that Midwest... Even the way he's wrestling now, he's not putting up a ton of points. He either wins in like 4-2, sometimes overtime, or he pins you. Mm-hmm. So it's like the longer the match plays out, the better. So, I mean, we'll see. We'll see what happens. But, I mean, it's up for grabs. It's anyone's natty title. Actually, it's not. It's just my natty title. But
yeah, that was crazy. That was crazy. What you just almost
I'm just saying. I'm just saying when you get there, like crazy things can happen. You know, that's what Craig's been saying, you know, how he keeps bringing up Brad, how he got 3rd at regionals and... It, you know, he was down like 11-0 in the national championships and pins the guy. Like, if you never drop the doubt that you can accomplish it, like you're always in the match.
You're so fucking inspirational, bro.
Thank you, bro. Let's go. I like hearing that from you because you give me a lot of shit.
What?
Yeah.
Hey, should we talk about the box fights from last night?
Yeah. What about it? I won.
Caden beat me 5-4, first of five.
Yes, but we had a burger from Culver's and my hands were a little, like, I was a little slow.
I also had a double burger.
Yes, but you're like built off of
and
soda.
And a large cheese
you're
curd.
You're built off of soda and just fat.
And a large cheese curd. Come on, bro. This.
Damn.
Does that look like double cheeseburger soda fat to you?
No.
All right. Thanks. All right. Well, that's about all the time we have scheduled for you today.
Awesome.
Thanks for joining us on the pod.
Appreciate it, guys.
And good luck at Nationals, man.
Thanks. Yeah, good luck, Caden.
We'll be rooting for you.
Appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me. Thanks, yep. Clash. Not long ago, a hacker got a hold of all of my social media accounts, and I actually could not get them back. Of course, long story short, I got them back, but the work and time put into that was very, very stressful for me. And personally, I don't want to ever have to go through that entire process again. It actually made me very more aware of how vulnerable all my information was online, but now it's much more secure as now I use Aura. Aura does almost everything to secure my digital life. They monitor emails and passwords, potential breaches, and of course, that would have been ideal during the whole hacking situation. If I had Aura back then, I of course would have avoided all that extra stress. But Aura isn't just about monitoring. They're always actively working to keep my data safe. They actually find and notify me of kind of my personal information that is out there on the dark web or with other data brokers, which of course are those people who are trying to spam you on your calls. Aura helps me remove that info, reducing the amount of spam and clutter in my life. And of course, reduces the likelihood that I'll ever get hacked ever again. Just in one place, you have your antivirus, VPN, all your passwords saved, even identity theft insurance, and even more. And I get everything at one affordable price. I value my privacy and I also value yours. You can go to aura.com/Caden to start your 2-week free trial. Thanks, Aura. Let's get back to the video.
We are here with Parkside's 125-pound, 2-time national qualifier, 1-time All-American, Shane Corgi Corrigan.
Didn't have to add that part, but...
All right, you stand out to me as one of the people on the team that has like that mentality where it's like, I don't care like what's going on, who you are, I'm here to win, right? Did you always have a mentality like that, or is it something you had to like develop?
I feel like it's definitely developed, but it's instilled upon me in an early age the way I was brought up.
So, true freshman All-American, do you feel like there's a weight off your back since you've been there, done that, going into this year? You feel like there's a little pressure off your back?
Yeah, for sure. The national tournament is nerve-wracking. I feel like just to be there and get through that at one point is going to help me a lot with this year.
For sure.
So you had a rematch in the finals at regionals this year.
Yeah.
How'd that feel getting that get back this time?
It's good, man. I hate taking losses. That shit sucks. Good to get a get back, and that's a guy I've wrestled a lot, so we kind of have a long history already in such a short time in college already.
And that's 2 years in a row where you lost in the duel, beat him in the regional finals, right?
Yes, sir.
So what can we do to get that duel win?
I feel like a lot of it's weight management.
Yeah. All right, so going into this tournament, what do you feel are your keys to get to the top? Last year you took 2 losses, but I know you're looking to change that this year.
Just staying relaxed, composed, getting to my offense, staying in positions I'm good at. I feel like a lot of people make the national tournament something different, and you got to try and stay the same and do exactly what you've been doing all year that got you there.
I'm going to go back to the summer a little bit. All right, you're up 6-0 on Bo Bassett in freestyle with a leg lace. Did you think job was finished?
I did, and I still think the ref fucked me.
I still think I had to relace, and I was going to tech him.
But, yeah, he won the match, man. He came back, but I'm still after that ref. Still on his head.
What are your predictions for the Caden Bassett match this next summer? Folk style.
Folk style. That'd be interesting. Caden's pretty big compared to him, probably. So, I don't know, man. That'll be interesting.
All right, you're in the national finals. What's your walkout song?
I think we're going Superstar. Sugar Sean.
Oh, that's good.
Walkout.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's fire.
All right. Everybody in your bracket this year, what's one message you want to send to all of them?
I'm coming, man. We're going to be a national champ, so get ready.
Yes, sir. I got one more. What are your thoughts on the team not bleaching their hair?
Come on, man. Well, me and Hema are trying to get everybody on board with bleaching their hair. Last Parkside team to do it got third at NCAAs. Nick Becker's team. I think we all need to jump on board and get it done, but not everybody thinks that's a good idea.
Drop some names. Yeah, who is it that does it?
I think Reese Warcheck's one of them.
We got three in the room with us here.
Yeah, Ben DeRocher and Caden Henschel, man. Come on, what's the deal?
It's crazy, man. All right, rapid fire to end it off. Mm-hmm. You want to go first?
Sure. This one might start some controversy. Favorite roommate?
Tunde Arroyo.
Favorite wrestling shoe?
Influx.
Favorite fast food?
Chick-fil-A.
Favorite wrestler?
Nick Lee.
Favorite color?
Blue.
Favorite match you ever wrestled?
State finals my senior year.
Hell yeah. That's wild. Well, we will be cheering for you at Nationals this year in person. So good luck. Thanks for making the drive. And good luck.
Thank you.
Let's go. Let's do it.
We are here with the best wrestler on our team, 149-pounder, one-time All-American, two-time qualifier, Jalen Spuler. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Fantastic.
All right, to get us started here, it took you a couple years to get into the starting lineup. How were you able to stay motivated through those 2 years, even though it wasn't quite your time yet?
My first 2 years, I was behind Hensley. And I guess just staying consistent in the room and keep working hard, waiting for my time.
For sure. All right. So this is your second trip to Nationals. What makes this one different than last year's?
This year is a little bit different because I'm going in not ranked. So like how D2 works where it's a random draw if you're not top eight. So a little bit tougher in the beginning, I guess. But
I guess kind of going off that one, what qualification felt better this year or last year for Nationals?
I think this year definitely felt better. I had to earn it. And I guess qualifying with a win rather than a loss, taking second last year.
All right, so you wrestled that Turnquist, you wrestled him last year 4 times, right?
Yeah.
And you split with him 2-2. And last year you lost to him for third place in Nationals. And this year you wrestle him on the backside at Regionals and knock him out. He doesn't even qualify. Like, does that give you like more confidence going to this year's Nationals knowing that he's somebody you don't have to worry about?
Not so much that I don't have to worry about him, I guess. But like just knowing that he's like been up there the whole year and last year and knowing that I can beat him, I guess, and he's beat a lot of other good people too, so just a little bit of a confidence booster.
Yeah, for sure. So a couple guys on the team wanted to bleach their hair. What are your thoughts on that?
I mean, I said I would maybe do it if everyone else did, but definitely wasn't for it completely.
What is going on, dude?
That's my people. Chase, fix that.
All right. Well, I got... All right. Dude. It's like me. Dude. Wait, just, can you come flick it?
What, did it mess up?
Yeah. Just like turn it.
I knew that.
I mean, it's already... Sure. No, this one. Yeah, that's good. All right. Back to it. What are your favorite type of practices?
I like the when we do the spargos, like the five-minute spargos, and then just some technique in live.
For sure. You're in the national finals. What's your walkout song?
Probably Can't Tell Me Nothing by Kanye.
Ooh, I like that one. I like any Kanye. All right. You got rapid fire?
Can I go first?
Sure, you can go first. Oh, just put it right here.
Favorite fast food?
Chick-fil-A.
Favorite practice partner?
Henschel.
Favorite wrestling shoe?
Inflict.
Favorite takedown?
High crouch.
Least favorite person in the house?
Kraft.
I'm kidding, Kraft. Let's go. I'm just kidding, Kraft.
Favorite number one supporter on the team?
Probably Crosby.
Yes. Yes. All right, you have any more questions? No. All right, this is my last question. Was it two?
Yeah, it was two.
I agree. All right. Thanks for coming on. We'll be rooting for you, and good luck.
Yeah, thank you.
Walter.
Now joining us is Parkside Wrestling
157 Senior. Power.
Senior out of Wrightstown, Wisconsin. 157 pounds. Walter DeRocher. How you doing, man?
Doing great. How are you guys?
I'm doing great. I think Easton had the first question for you. He's been pondering this one all day.
Fine. I'll just start off by asking you, was there anything different that you had, any different approach you had going into your Super Regional this year than last year?
You know, I think the main difference from last year to this year was just in my mind knowing that, hey, I gotta take it if I want it. You know, last year I thought I was gonna to qualify, obviously, and losing in overtime in the match to go was just difficult. And this year, I told myself, you know, all the hard work I put in from, you know, day one after losing last year to this year got me ready for it. And you know, I said I told myself before the match, you know, I put in the work, so I'm going to get it. And I think that just helped me throughout the match, knowing like, hey, win the position, win the next position, and then good things are going to happen. So,
absolutely.
Was there any doubt going into your mind when you had to wrestle the same kid a second time? Because you beat him earlier in the day. So it's like, I mean, you know how it is. When you wrestle dudes twice in a day, it's like, holy crap. Like, I beat him once, but it's always different the second time around.
It's tough. You know, I actually, like, looking at, after I won the Concy Semis, looking at the other side, it was either, you know, Huber, who the shoe gate thing happened, and fought again. And it's like, both those guys I want to wrestle again. You know, like, obviously, with everything last year, losing to fought in the wrestle back, and then kind of getting snubbed on the shoe thing, like just wishing I would have had another chance to wrestle him and actually, you know, finish the match the way you wrestle or whatever. So either way, I was like, I'm going to have a good opportunity to right a wrong, you know, win another match that I want. So I didn't really care too much, but obviously it felt good to go back to the same situation with him.
Yeah. I don't think we ever talked about it on the pod, but you literally changed an NCAA rule with the shoe gate thing. And what was the new rule? So the old rule was just, there was no rule. Basically, well,
it's
right? Like,
it's basically what should have happened is, so since I took the shot and his shoes came off, it benefited him scoring, which shouldn't happen.
Right.
If his shoe came off, both of them came off and I ended up getting the takedown, it would have been fine.
Yeah.
But since he benefited from scoring after his shoes coming off, it should have been, the match should have stopped after the action stopped. But since he got the takedown, it should have been the two stalls because each shoe came off.
Right.
And that's what they clarified that in the rules. So it wasn't really like a definitive, because two shoes don't come off.
Yeah. Scramble. Like, so now the new ruling or whatever, one shoe they continue to wrestle unless up to the ref, basically?
And that's what it's discretion of the ref, I think, because, like, yeah, you can wrestle with, like, if I'm scoring, right, and my shoe comes off, or if I'm, like, in the action of taking them down and my shoe comes off, that hurts me.
Right.
But as a defender, if your shoe comes off, that helped him, even though I was, like, creating the motion, I guess. Yeah. So it's just, I think it's, like, that first shoe coming off, sure, yeah, you let it go a little bit. But then the second shoe came off, I mean, it literally slipped out of my hand.
Yeah.
And it totally benefited him scoring and whatnot. So yeah, in that case it should have been
stopped. Wait, this is a dumb question, but it goes stalling, warning, 1 point, 1 point, 2 points, or 1 point, 2 points.
There's it's 1 point,
1 point. So the third points. Warning is no, 1 point.
You get a stall warning.
Warning 1 point, one point.
Stalling one, stalling two.
Dude, imagine if you already have, like, you already gave up a point stalling, and then both your shoes come off.
That would have DQ'd him.
That's 3 points.
Or is it two? That would have been crazy. But, and then for it to happen in overtime, that was just stupid.
Yeah. Have you been looking into your like, possible seeds for Nationals? Not at all?
You know, the last couple of years, I've been able to go as a practice partner, and just watching what happens there and stuff. Like, Craig is right, you know, saying, like, you get there, anything can happen, and that's just that's what I'm trying to believe. And no matter what draw I get, you know, just go out there and have fun and create this opportunity, and take it that I got. So
100%.
Going into your first national tournament, are you, like, taking it any different than any other tournament, or just kind of same mindset as normal?
I'd say same mindset. Just, you know, it's a bigger stage, but at the same time, it's nothing I haven't seen before, you know, and obviously the competition is going to be high, but we wrestle tough competition all year. So I think we're prepared and just ready to have fun.
I mean, you basically wrestled two national tournaments already this year. Your regional, everybody in that one could All-American, literally the top, what, six guys, right? Minier took sixth, fifth?
Yeah.
Top six guys could all be A's. And freaking, what's the other one? Midwest.
Yeah.
Which a lot of people say is harder than Nationals anyway. So, yeah, man. You're ready, Ben, is what I'm trying to get at here.
Mm-hmm. I believe it, too.
And I will be there to support you.
Me, too.
Hopefully Matt's side.
Hopefully, yeah, for sure.
That's about all I got. Thanks for joining us. 157-pounder, Walta DeRocher.
Let's go.
We are here with Parkside's first-time NCAA qualifier, 174-pounder, Brody Huncho 2.0, MR.
I'll just get right into it. How do you feel having one of the greatest set of cauliflower ears of all time?
Yeah, I've been told that.
Wait, show them off. Come on.
Think they can see that? So, zoom in on that.
Yeah, yeah. I wish my ears looked like that.
Same, bro.
And actually, Reese made a crazy comment in the car on the way here.
Okay.
He said,
Not on camera.
Oh, all right. I'll save it for after. All right. But, yeah, let's just get into it. Regionals this year. You had a rematch in the semifinals. And, I mean, you pretty much handled the entire match. After I said in our last pod that he pretty much neutralized you with the leg ride in the duel, right? Mm-hmm. Going into that match, like, what was your thoughts going in a rematch to qualify for the national tournament?
I for sure knew I had to get on my offense, you know. In the duel, I didn't honestly attack that much at all and kind of hurt me in the end. Having to score at the end with short time left, the guy's going to be able to have good defense ultimately. But, yeah, getting on my attack, that's what I did pretty much.
Yeah, for sure. So coming in this year, you were a little banged up. You weren't really wrestling that much. How were you able to stay focused, even though, you know, you weren't able to do maybe everything you wanted to do?
I mean, yeah, that was definitely hard for sure in preseason and stuff, not being able to do everything with the team. But just staying focused and knowing where my talent is and where I think I can be at the end of the year. So.
At least you missed that hill run.
I did miss the hill run. That was a big one. Sorry, everybody struggling through that, but
yeah, almost got beat by a heavyweight. No big deal.
Right now.
All right, your brother's killing it in MMA right now.
Yeah.
Post college, could you see yourself doing the same?
Yeah, a lot of people have asked me that recently, but I haven't really put too much thought into it. But just focusing on wrestling right now, but probably, honestly, for sure, like a jiu-jitsu route or something like that.
Nice.
Wanted to compete.
I got another controversial one, possibly.
Okay.
Top three from your freshman or redshirt year and this year, top three practice partners.
I got to throw Gans in there from last year. I was with Gans a lot last year. For sure, Reese, because I've been with him majority of the year this year. And then they got to be on the team?
Yeah, this year or last year?
God, I don't want to not
Chase throw, getting snubbed here?
I don't want to not throw anybody in there, though. I'd probably say Chase, yeah.
I was going to say Chase.
Probably yeah. Chase.
Solid top sure. three.
One message to everybody in your NCAA bracket this year. And it can't be the same as Corrigan's because you just heard him say it.
I mean, pretty much same thing, but I mean, be ready. I'm going to let it fly. So I got nothing to really hold back for.
You're in the national finals. What's your walkout song?
Oh, boy. Probably Run It Up by Lil TJ.
All right.
Wait, what song is that?
Run it up.
All right. All right, rapid fire time.
All right, let's get it.
You want me to start?
Yeah, you go first.
Favorite food?
Ice cream.
Favorite wrestling shoe?
Freaks.
Favorite sport other than wrestling?
Golf.
Favorite wrestler of all time?
Alex Derringer.
Favorite rapper, dead or alive?
J. Cole.
Favorite type of woman?
Poo-hoo. Why are we putting me on the spot like this, huh? Come on now. Type of woman. I like my blonde girls. I like blonde girls.
Heck sure. Yeah. I like the blondes.
That's perfect. We will be rooting for you.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for coming on. Brody.
Let's go.
Hemar.
Let's go. Bro, you got me sweating over here, bro.
Here we go.
Get into it.
On to the next one. We are here with 184-pound, two-time All-American, real deal, Reese Voracek.
Hello.
Dude, these intros suck, but let's just get into it, man. People in the back just keep talking, huh? That's crazy. Anyway, Reese, this is your third national tournament. What makes this one different than the last two?
I mean, nothing really. Just trying to win a national title instead of taking 7th or 8th place, basically. Same mindset going in as last year. Just got to get the job done.
So you could say last year you thought job was finished?
No. Job was 7th place?
Going into last year.
What do you mean? Job was finished.
So job's not finished?
No. Seventh place and job is finished or what?
What the fuck are you doing, bro?
I'm unprepared, all right?
You say job? No, job is not.
Go, bro. Let's go.
All right, so your first year was the COVID year, so it was like a free year. Do you think that year helped you by being able to get the varsity experience and the regional tournament experience without it actually costing you a year? Do you think it helped you in your future seasons?
I mean, yeah, it definitely helped, but it wasn't, like, the greatest season. We still, like, had, like, small group practices. So, like, me, Henschel, Ben, and Ray were, like, practicing together. So we weren't really able to practice with those older guys right away earlier in the season. But, I mean, the regional tournament definitely, like, helped for the coming years after, I guess, just to, like, get the feel for that tournament, I guess.
Yeah, for sure.
You're like one of the guys on the team that won a lot of close matches. What's like the mental aspect for you that goes into those matches? Because a lot of people, myself included, break sometimes, you know, and you just never see you break in a match. So what are you telling yourself going into the match prior, maybe even at the end of the third period when the guy's coming after you?
I mean, like, every match, I feel like if I just get one takedown, that'll win me. I mean, it's going to win me the match most of the time, I think. But I mean, that's obviously not the goal every match, but I just know if I get one takedown, usually a guy is not going to score on me or take me down because I feel like I got pretty good defense on my feet. So I just know that if I get on my attacks and can score on my feet, that it's probably going to be a pretty good thing in the end.
That's valid. Throughout your 4 years now, who are, let's say, top three practice partners that you've ever had or favorite guys to roll with? Top three.
Like, just like from what, my first year here, too?
Yeah, all 4 years so far, your top three.
I mean, Job.
At three. That's one?
Yeah.
At three or at one?
What?
No order, just your three.
Okay.
I mean, I'd say Job. I mean, Crosby. I like going with Brody, too, now. So, I mean, those guys. I wrestle with Gantz a lot, too. Hooker, you're top five.
Don't say that. Don't say that.
I also like Chase, though, so I don't. Give me a top five. I got Crosby, Job. Who did I say? Brody, Hooker, Chase.
Hooker, Chase.
I mean, I don't mind going with Gantz, but like sometimes it's just tiring. Tough.
Least favorite type of practice?
Probably just like when we warm up and do technique for an hour and then go live right after technique.
Yeah, like after you warm up, get
sweat
going. I'd
rather just go hard for hour 15, then do hour of technique and then go hard after it.
I agree with that.
National finals. What's your walkout song?
I mean, I think the vision change or whatever from Vision Quest or something Polo G. One of those two.
I respect that.
That's fire. Let's do some rapid fire, huh?
Sure. Start off.
All right, I'm going to go, then you're going to go, okay?
Yeah.
Favorite wrestling shoe?
Probably Rulon's.
What color?
Gold.
All right. Favorite food?
Pizza.
Favorite wrestler? Division one or all time?
I don't know. Don't really have one.
Favorite move?
Double.
Favorite color?
Orange.
Dream car?
Not green.
Dude, I have no idea.
Life goal? Any.
Life goal?
Any life goal.
I mean, graduate school, get a job, have a family.
Yeah, fuck with that.
Own my own house.
Oh, yeah. Fun fact, these two are brothers.
Mm-hmm. Who's better looking?
Cornhead.
Carrot.
Carrot head.
I'm not a ginger, by the way.
You look like
it's
a ginger.
It's the lighting. It's the lighting.
You look ginger. He don't look ginger at all.
Yeah, it's the lighting, bro. I'm not a ginger. My license says brown.
All right, bro.
All right.
Yeah, so if there's a fight breaking out in your elementary school, maybe some fifth graders beating up on each other, how are you, ex-college wrestler, probably four-time All-American, two-time champ by that point, how are you going to break that up?
I don't know. Probably stand in between them and just get hit because I don't know what will happen if I grab a kid.
True.
Might get fired nowadays.
Yeah. I mean, that wrestling experience is really going to pay off to defend those fifth graders, though.
Don't want to grab them and throw them because my job might be gone.
Can you imagine? He blast doubles one into a locker or something. Wait. Knock it off!
I was going to say, save it for the clip at the beginning. Like, oh, I'd blast double that fucker into next.
Wait, okay. One message, last question. One message you could send to all the guys in your bracket at Nationals this year.
Dude, I don't know. I'm coming for you.
Okay.
Goosebumps. Goosebumps.
Well, we'll be rooting for you, Reese.
Thanks.
Thanks for making the drive.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, brother.
All right, I'll end this one.
All right, we are with our final guest of the team, the 7th National Qualifier, our heavyweight, the Clash of Combat Ghost Rider, Ghost Ranker, Lloyd Reynolds.
What's up, Paul?
All right. So you went 4-5 this dual season.
Yep.
You didn't win a single match at home. You just said that when we were eating before this.
Yep.
How did you remain confident going into regionals?
I just had to believe in myself. I mean, every match I had was a 1-point match, 1-takedown match, and I just had to believe that I can flip it. So that's what I did.
And you got injured in your, first match, second match?
First match.
Your knee.
I got blast doubled off the mat on the concrete.
Were you like going to the second match, like kind of shitting yourself?
No, I felt fine in the semis. I didn't really feel it. But once I hit the finals, that's when I felt it. It hurt a lot.
So, you didn't feel it in the semis?
No, not really.
Was there a long break between semis and finals?
A decent amount. Yeah, I mean, it kind of, yeah.
I must have done it.
Yeah.
So you lost about 20, 30 pounds this year?
Yeah.
Did you find any harder wrestling than the big guys?
No, I did not. I mean, sometimes, yeah, like you're deep on a shot, it's hard to finish, but like you can use your speed to your advantage now. So it's like, it's better, I guess you can say.
Yeah.
How do you feel like, so like Nick would always say like you need to shoot more, right?
Yeah.
But from I don't have a lot of knowledge of wrestling. So like,
yeah.
But from what I see, when you shoot and there's a 400 pound man sprawling on top of you, it's like, why would you want to shoot? You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I'm definitely on Nick's side. I need to open up more. But like at the same time, you're right. It's like, I mean, like versus Mankato, I took a terrible shot and that big dude, all he had to do is just go behind me. So like I have to be smart with my shots sometimes. So
yeah. Do you have any questions?
Yeah. What would you say is your least favorite part about a practice? Like least favorite drill, live?
There's so many. monkey rolls, dead last, hate those. Drill match, did that last week. I wanted to cry.
What about rope climbs?
Rope climbs aren't bad. Sprints obviously suck. Circle sprints terrible. Any for each guy drill, no, we're done.
Any type of just movement of the body.
I like sparring and on your own days.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Prediction. All 7 qualifiers prediction. Team, where are we going to end up?
I think we're going to win it. 7 national champs.
That's a great fucking prediction right there.
All right, I got one too. You're in the national finals. What's your walkout song?
I haven't even thought about that yet.
You should be.
Start thinking.
I'll start thinking. I don't know.
What song are you listening to?
What are you talking about?
Like, what do you listen to?
I'll do The Champ Is Here. How about that?
Oh, that's actually a good one. Yeah. You know whose walkout song that is?
Yeah, Kassar.
Oh. I was going to say John Jones.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah. But this is probably going to be the last question here.
Okay.
But this is probably the only time we're going to have the opportunity to talk to our Ghost Rider on the pod with a face reveal. What was, like, you're getting a lot of hate.
Okay, yeah.
Online, right?
I know.
And I see you folding to the hate.
I'm folding.
Week by week when I see the, like, when people are, like, giving you, like, oh, these rankings are getting better and better, I see, like, you folding to the hate and reading the comments and be like, yep, they're right, got to switch this and this.
No,
is that true?
No, that's not true at all. Half these comments are stupid. If I hear one more time Chase Saldate should be in the top 8, I'm going to shoot myself. Chase Saldate is ranked like 23rd in the country, has no good wins. And people are stupid. Let's just say that.
You know, we're Chase Saldate fans here.
I understand that. I like the dude too, but just because he went to rideouts with Levi Haynes does not mean he should be in the top 8 or what.
Okay, that's 12. Valid.
Yeah.
That's valid.
He has no good wins. I literally looked a couple days ago. He has no good wins.
You can't raise him in the rankings for a loss.
Yes.
Damn. I don't know if there was any other ones. I see his name a lot. And that's about it. The
Oklahoma State kid, his mom was Matt. Oh, yeah. Braden Thompson's mom.
Oh, I'm being nice here.
Where is he?
Oklahoma State.
No, where is he in the rankings?
He's not ranked.
He beat Payne Mako, and that was it.
Mako's like HM.
Yes. I understand. Mako was an All-American last year. But Mako looked terrible in that match. And Braden Thompson has no offense to save his life.
Allen.
Nothing.
We'll make sure to keep him unranked.
I'm a Braden Thompson and Will Luan hater till the day I die. I hope Will Luan goes 0-2 at nationals. I don't care. Wow.
Michigan man, Will Luan, Ben. I'm Michigan football.
He can, He can DM me all I want. I won't respond.
Well, that's perfect, Ray. We'll be rooting for you at Nationals, man.
I would assume so.
Yeah. So thanks for coming on. That's been the podcast.
Ray, no.
With Ray.
No, that's the end.
Oh. Sorry.
I'm just going to keep the cameras rolling.
Thanks, Ray, man. Great pod.
That was a lot better.